Getting older is inevitable, but growing up takes courage. Written and performed by Thomas Weatherall and directed by Deborah Brown, Blue takes us deep into the beauty and sadness of a young life at its new beginning. It's a story about Mark, who just moved out of home and he stays in touch with his mum through letters, until one letter brings him news no one wants to hear. Blue is a story about Mark, his family, and men's mental health. Director Deborah Brown joins us this morning. Good morning, Deborah. How are you doing?
Good morning, James. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you very much for joining us. The show, it sounds fascinating. What was the inspiration for this story? Does it draw from Thomas's life experience?
It's been a quite a lengthy journey, I think, particularly for Thomas. This all, I think, seeded out of lockdown and out of our time during COVID. And he just sat and started to write. And I think he's inspired by his own family. And he drew inspiration, I think, from those gorgeous connections that he truly has. And then just built another world around that. And, I think he just let his imagination run wild and came up with a really beautiful one-man show, just this beautiful monologue. It's quite poetic. It's and it's quite deep. Very, very thoughtful and very tender. Yeah.
As a director, what attracted you to come on board for this story? Was it a fully formed story or fully written before you joined?
Yeah. It was, when I did read it, it was a very early draft. But it was fully formed. All the textures were there. All the settings were there. All the characters he had really already shaped them, and were already quite deep. So what drew me was not only because it was just simply a beautiful piece of writing, but also the element of water, because my background is I used to be a dancer and a choreographer with Bangarra Dance Theatre, and also my background is Torres Strait Islander. So, you know, essentially I'm a saltwater girl, and a lot of my work, deals with water and deals with narratives around or underneath water. And that is really prevalent in Thomas's Blue. He looks to water a lot in this play, and I think that was the big draw card for me. And then also just how much colour he put into his characters and his own storytelling.
It sounds like a really wonderful collaboration, and also perfect just in time for the summer season, where everyone's going to be out and about in the hot weather getting down to the water.
That's right.
And speaking of, how do you think audiences are going to react to the show?
Oh, I think it's a really special piece, and I think particularly because, you know, we're still dealing with the fallout of COVID. And I know for me personally, it's been quite hard. I have an elderly mother that I've got to be cautious around, because now it's just a little bit hard to navigate. And I think there's still people still trying to navigate where their place is after COVID and how it is now, that this is really going to, make people question connection again and really crave it even more. I think they're going to work on their connection when they walk out of this piece.
Oh, awesome. That's wonderful. For this as well, I understand with one-person shows, even though there's just one person on stage, it often does take an army. Could you tell us a bit about the amazing team you've had on the production side of the show?
I do love this team. I think we've got such a good team, good sense of humour. I've worked with a couple of the creatives in the past. Jake Nash, I have a very long relationship with. He's set designer for Bangarra Dance Theatre. And when I was still a dancer, I worked within his landscape that he had shaped and built for a lot of our works. And you know, he not only just puts something pretty on stage, he puts something that you can experience. And as a dancer, I was experiencing his landscape. I wasn't just looking at a pretty cloth. And his associate, Chris Baldwin, is just really lovely. And I kept joking with him last week because we did a little bit of sort of projection work in our first week of rehearsals. And I just kept saying, you're making my dreams come true, Chris. And we've got Chloe Ogilvie on lighting, who I've worked on with Spinifex Gum, and she's done a lot of work. She's bi-coastal, so she's done a lot of work on the East Coast and the West Coast. And we've got Will Hughes, who is just an amazing, who recently just won an award, an APRA award, for his work for Australasian Dance Collective. And he's just got a really great ear in terms of sound composition, as well as just being a really amazing composer himself. And then we've worked with Dave Bergman on projection and came up with some really beautiful material last week. So it's just been a really nice team to come in. And of course, the Belvoir family has been really welcoming to all of us and made sure that we're well looked after. So yeah.
It certainly, yeah, it really does sound like an all-star production, which does lead me up to, because we, yeah, it really does sound like a very great show. Leads me to a very important question of where can we get tickets to the show?
Go to belvoir.com.au.
Oh, it's as simple as that.
As simple as that. And it's the first program to kick off the Belvoir season in 2023. So, and also, belvoir.com.au and Sydney Fest. Go to those websites.
Perfect. And yeah, congratulations. Yeah, to kick off the show, yeah, that must be so exciting for you and the whole team.
Yeah, what a way to bring in the new year.
Truly. So for that, yeah, it's so exciting. It sounds like a wonderful show, and I'm sure, yeah, we're going to be seeing plenty of people out there. For that, thank you very much, Deborah, for taking the time to chat to us this morning and telling us all about the show Blue.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Come along.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah, we'll see you out there.
Bye.
See ya. And that was Deborah Brown, director of Blue, playing at the Belvoir Street Theatre from the 14th to the 29th of January as part of the Sydney Festival. And you can, of course, get your tickets online if you look up Sydney Festival, looking up the show Blue, or you can get them at belvoir.com.au right now. Ooh, how about that? Leading up, Christmas is only a few days away, and wouldn't it be a nice gift to get to share in a wonderful experience like a bit of live theatre?